This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and on the other side of the glass, none other than Buggy. We call Sam Buggy. He's the guy that produces it, the radio show on a nationwide basis, and as well as into 53 countries. He's 12 years old. The kid's smart. Hey, man, you're smart back there. Maybe we should stop over and have some Cokes and pizzas, and, you know, maybe you can rub off some of that smartness on me. What do you think that there, Buggy? Yeah, that's a good idea there. Folks, I wanted to give you a shout-out really quick to one of our brand-new affiliates. Let's welcome them together. Yay! Gerald Reed from KACT 1055 AM out of Texas. Andrews, Texas, KACT 1360 AM. Thank you for your trust. We appreciate it. We will do our best to not let you down. We are giving you information, whereas others do not want to let you onto the truth because they're going along with the state-controlled narrative. And, of course, I'm talking about the self-professed conservatives and the self-professed Christians that have failed you every single step of the way. So here at thesonsoflibertyradio.com, people might say, well, Bradley, you know, what's up with the Sons of Liberty Radio? Who are the Sons of Liberty? The Sons of Liberty set up a correspondence committee in 1772 to keep the 13 colonies, the 56 signers with the Black Robe Regiment, to those that were a part of resisting the tyrant across the pond, named Tyrant King George, who would not be ruled by God. So our forefathers came about and established what we have today through the Sons of Liberty, the Black Robe Regiment, which were the preachers of the day. They received their name, the Black Robe Regiment, from the tyrant across the sea. Of course, he meant to demonize them when, in fact, they looked at it as a badge of honor because they were the ones responsible for keeping everybody awake. Wait a second. Is that what the church is supposed to do? Why, of course it is. And now, 240 years later, speaking to our new affiliate out in Texas there, do keep in mind we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And because of our forefathers throwing off a tyrant, read the Declaration of Independence, three quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant again that would not be ruled by God. They are the ones that told us and taught us resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That's what we're doing here. And literally up until 1962, virtually every individual that went through public schools in this country was taught George Washington's farewell address. And what did that contain? Well, it contained information. It was prophetic warning as to what to do and what not to do. But to put it in a nutshell, he said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society as well, friends. We need to take heed to our forefathers because what our forefathers left unto their posterity, which would be us, we mean to do for our posterity the same way. They trusted God, and keep in mind, friends, new listeners, the flags that were waving during the Revolutionary War were no kings but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Okay? I just wanted to let you know that we are a Christian nation, like it or not. If you don't like it, we can do our best to get you a one-way ticket to your country of choice. And then when you try to give us a phone call collect, we're just going to have to say, no, that's what you wanted, remember? You wanted it your way. You know, there's going to be a lot of people in Van Halen now that I think about it, singing, I did it my way. You guys thought that was Elvis, did ya? Yeah. Hey, by the way, P.S., did you know that Elvis knew that he was supposed to be a preacher? That's a fact. Matter of fact, when you look on his grave and his mother's grave, you can see all the scriptures and the scripture references on top of their gravestones. But he knew that he was supposed to be a preacher, but he refused the call of God because he said if I was to take up the call of God in my life as a preacher, in essence, he said there would be a lot of people out of work. How's that working out for you now, my friend? And here's another posted script for you. His Grammys all came from his gospel music, for them that did not know. And, of course, back in the 50s, it was common to hear Christian music on the radio continuously. Not rock and roll, not country, not all this demoralizing music, folks. Remember what the KGB agent, the defector, said yesterday? We have to demoralize a country first before we can actually destroy it. Well, guess what? He already said that we're way beyond that. As a matter of fact, he said concerning Lenin and Stalin, he said it would be way beyond their wildest dreams what they have done to America. He said the demoralizing and the demoralization process in America is complete now. And we can see that, by the way, as to what's going on in the DNC today. And if you're abreast as to what's going on in this country, you tracked with me every step of the way, line upon line, precept upon precept, didn't you? I knew you did. Now, folks, before we get rocking here, I'm going to get to some stuff real quick. I'm going to play a little audio for you, and then I'm going to get over to, because I want, again, America to wake up. That's my job. I want people to know what Karl Dönitz said. He was a German admiral and a would-be Führer after Hitler. He said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. See, the first casualty in war, friends, is always the truth, okay? You need to get that. The first casualty to war is always the truth. So they omit the truth, okay? He goes on, Karl Dönitz did. He said, they are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Folks, what's happening today in your country is all by design. But it's by the design of a few, because the majority stand back and allow the few to rule and ruin it for the rest of us, right? And yet Jesus told us a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, and the foxes spoil the vine. We're supposed to deal with the leaven. We're supposed to deal with the foxes that spoil the vine. Are we not? Why, of course we are. Now let me take that over to the Constitution as well, because I'm going back and forth between the spirit and the carnal man. Remember, Jesus always taught so you could understand to the natural man, because the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. That's why he always taught in parables, okay? Listen to what the Christocrat, Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said. He said that of himself, that he was a Christocrat. He said, every citizen of a republic must watch for the state as if its liberties depended upon his vigilance alone. America, if your liberties depended upon your individual vigilance alone, is what he was saying. I'll say it one more time. Every citizen of a republic must watch. We are a republic, new listener. Article 4, Section 4, the Constitution of the United States of America. Every citizen of a republic must watch for the states as if its liberties depended upon his vigilance alone. Let me go back to the word republic for a moment, please. Feeding the new listener. A republic is based off of an empire of laws and not of men, said the second president of the United States of America. And whose laws are they? Well, we're based on common law called the Mosaic Institution in this country. That's why politicians put their hands on the Bible and swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That starts to the top. At the top goes all the way to the bottom.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
So, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, they interact one with another. They interact as well with Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, as well as my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. I don't know what good Twitter is, friends, but if you're over there, jump on BradleyDean1, double E, on my Twitter account as well. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And for those that did not know, yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Got it? Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure you were tracking with me, friends. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. This is Karl Deunitz. He was a German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. I mean, talking about some sick people, right? So, America, are we as asleep as the Germans were back in the 30s? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar. In many ways, we're way beyond where they were when they became a subject unto an unwarranted and unwanted tyrant. In more ways than one, friends. I mean, crazy stuff happened. We're not going to get into that right now. For the sake of time, what we are going to get into is I want you to, as I've said in the past, friends, you do understand that Hillary Clinton does not have the support of the American people. Like Barack Hussein Obama, Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account was 70% contrived. As a matter of fact, 19 million of his Twitter followers were completely fake. Well, Hillary Clinton has 56% of her Clinton Twitter followers were created out of thin air. So what do they do when they can't get the support? What do they do? Well, they actually put ads in the papers, friends, just to solidify my point all the more, friends. What they do is they go ahead and they put ads in the paper looking for actors. And what am I talking about? They're looking for actors who they'll pay $50 a day to go ahead and sit at the DNC to give the impression to the people at home that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Which, the fact is that they are really there, but they're getting paid to be there. And I know most people think that this is like the unthinkable, but you need to understand that Saul Alinsky disciples like that of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, they do the unthinkable. And one of their tactics is always to cause the people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. As a matter of fact, a Bernie Sanders delegate said that the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, is replacing Bernie supporters with paid seat fillers. Why? Because Bernie supporters were booing down Hillary Clinton. They even booed down Bernie Sanders when he said, we have to get behind Hillary Clinton. And you better bet your bottom dollar he was bought and paid for to get to that position, only to take his followers, the little communists themselves, and give them over to Hillary Clinton. But it completely backfired. Like I said yesterday, friends, they always kill their own, and they always will, because the Lord told us those that dig a pit will surely fall in it, David said in the book of Psalms. That's exactly right. And furthermore, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6. Read it when you get a moment. Wait a second. So a Bernie Sanders delegate said that the DNC is replacing Bernie supporters who are no longer allowed to be a part of the DNC because they're not going along with the charade and the deceptive measures to cause the American people to believe that they're all in this together. They're unified now. And look at all the supporters that Hillary Clinton has, friends. Keep in mind, friends, Hillary Clinton doesn't have the support. I shared with you in the past that her Twitter account is fake, 56%. Her Facebook likes were bought and paid for by tax dollars, $630,000. When Clinton's Iowa campaign kicked off her event in Iowa, it roused a whopping 22 people, friends. So where's all the support coming from? She doesn't have the support. This is all deception. But as long as you believe she has the support, then guess what? They'll always do what you let them get away with. I can't reiterate that point enough, friends, because that's what's going on in this country today. So, again, a Bernie Sanders delegate says that the DNC is replacing Bernie supporters with paid seat fillers in order to create a fake image of unity as the convention goes into its final days. I'm not going to play the clip, but it's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bernie Sanders delegate, DNC replacing us with paid seat fillers to fake unity. sonsoflibertymedia.com. He said every seat in the House is full. So those seat fillers you guys were hearing about, he said it's real. They're in here now, states the delegate. He went on to explain how the seat fillers were people he did not know and hadn't seen at the convention previous to that day. The man goes on to note how the arrival of the seat fillers coincided with the media narrative, with the media narrative, with the media narrative. It's all bought and paid for. It's not real, America. The man goes on to note how the arrival of the seat fillers coincided with the media narrative that the Democratic National Convention is now far more unified than when it began, and how everyone is applauding and cheering in unity. Of course they are, because they're paid to do so. Bradley, what are you talking about? Here's the ad. You ready for this? Actors needed for National Convention in Philadelphia. Philly Craigslist entitled. Did you hear what I said? It's all bought and paid for. Looking for 700 people to be utilized at the actors during the national convention. We currently have a number of empty seats that will need to be filled, as we are currently removing a number of people, Bernie supporters, and need to refill their seats with the remainder of the conference. In other words, because they didn't go along, now they're kicking them out of the convention. You will be paid $50 each night for the remainder of the convention. You will be required to cheer at all times and will be asked to dress properly and possibly wear some promotional material. America, when are you going to quit playing the stooges? When are you going to quit playing the dupes of these ill-designing criminals, America? You are being laughed at. You are being laughed to scorn. These people despise you, America. That's what they do. They despise you. Wow. So, I mean, we're looking at the ad. I can show the American people the ad and they still wouldn't believe it. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. You know, that's why the left, as you call them, America, know how to they know how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. Shame on you. Shame upon you. That's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. You say you have the truth, but you do nothing with it. Faith without works is dead, James 2. And then you wonder why you're hearing so many people today talking about Edmund Burke when he said evil prevails because good men do nothing. Are they good? When they allow evil to prevail? Absolutely not. They're a part of the problem. They're the guilty party. They go first. Going back to this delegate, he said, every seat in the House is filled. The delegate said that he had not previously seen many of these people at the convention. So where are they coming from? Probably the same place and means Hillary Clinton got her Twitter followers. They were all bought and paid for. Hey, friends, do you remember during the last DNC under Barack Hussein Obama? Remember he was going to have his convention at a 74,000-seat arena? Did you know that they were handing out free tickets and they still couldn't get the people? Well, they came out and blamed the weather for it and they said that they had to move it to a 20,000-seat arena. He blamed Barack Hussein Obama, blamed the weather. The meteorologist came out the whole week, said, nope, we're going to have beautiful weather. They moved because they didn't have the support, even giving away free tickets. 20,000 people still did not show up with free tickets. They had to move it from 74,000 to 20,000 people. Hey, folks, have you ever heard of voter fraud? Because you, again, are playing, being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. You're playing the stooges to the stooges. And isn't it interesting how many times I've heard these politicians called by people that are subjecting themselves to their every whim? Look at these jokers. Look at Barack Hussein Obama. Look at a dummy. Doesn't know what he's doing. Look at Hillary Clinton. She doesn't know a thing that she's doing. Oh, really? Who's being laughed at? Are you being laughed at or are they being laughed at? That's exactly right. You're being laughed at, America. And I love you enough to tell you to knock it off. Numbers 32:23, your sin is finding you out, America. These people are casting it into your teeth because it's a sign of God's perfect judgment to a disobedient nation. This delegate goes on and he says, we are all the convention people now cheering in unity and applauding everything. He said, why are they all cheering in unity and applauding everything? My guess is that they are bought and paid for, but some of it's another reason, which it's this delegate points it out. It's because the Bernie people aren't here, and the people that are here are getting paid to sit in their seats and clap their hands, said this delegate. He said, I'm seeing this now with my own eyes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wow. 1-8, where are you at, America? I'm talking about your country. Hey, America, are you too embarrassed to respond to what I told you and what I've been telling you for the last how many years? It's just being completely manifested at every step of the way concerning these criminals, friends. And criminals they are. Yesterday I had shared with you concerning Hillary Clinton, folks. You know everything about her. You know that she's a criminal, and we don't need to talk about the branches on her trunk of her tree. We need to lay the axe to the root of the tree because we know it's on all those branches concerning her corrupt fruit. We know that she's a criminal. We know that the Barack Hussein Obama administration is criminal from the top to the bottom. If you look at Barack Hussein Obama's administration, it is Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes. And I'm talking about Bernie delegate right now. DNC is replacing Sanders supporters with paid seat fillers to create fake unity. I just read the ad off for you. It's a Craigslist ad in Philadelphia. I mean, this is like some crazy stuff. America, what do you need? I'm standing back with a straight face. What do you need? He said it's because the Bernie people aren't here and the people that are here are getting paid to sit in their seats and clap their hands, he adds. Nothing that attendees are also being blocked from getting back. They're being blocked from getting back in even if they leave their seat at any point, even just to go to the bathroom. They're keeping everybody out on the floor for the cameras. Do you not understand, America, how this works? Because you have failed to drop the law to prosecute the likes of Hillary Clinton and her criminal administration over 40 years ago. She is now trying to win the White House. So she can have absolute rule. Oh, and if you think I'm crazy, 70% of the people in this country believe that Hillary Clinton operates above the law. But America, you are that law. So it's 70% of the American people that don't care enough about their freedoms to enforce the law against criminals such as herself is what it comes down to. That's an ungrateful people. is what that is. 70% that have claimed that she operates above the law. I want to tell you this, friends. They're not Americans. They're not patriots. They're Antichrist. They're willing to give up their freedoms for a little temporary Hillary Clinton, only to be brought back into Egypt by ships, to be enslaved all the more. Because, folks, you already know her acts of treason that she's committing with the Russians, the Chinese, just like Barack Hussein Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood. You already know that this is happening in your backyard. And yet the American people continuously play the game. Matter of fact, you're the players on the board that they're pushing around. And again, you're the ones being laughed at by these people. I want to play a piece for you really quick. What happens when America finds out about what's going on inside of the DNC, when they can't control what's going on in the DNC? What's going on the outside? Listen to this. This is a brand new report. Listen carefully.
We're not part of the Bernie, pro-Bernie protest. They broke through the fence. The police are now forcing everyone back. We're trying to stay peaceful, but a group of people in black came through and broke through the fences. The police have now
a people in black outside of the DNC. Okay. A group of people in black broke through the fence. They were not Bernie Sanders supporters. Because it wasn't working on the outside, through diversion, they had to cause some sort of chaos on the outside to get your eyes off of what's going on the inside. A group of people in black broke through the fence and started a bunch of chaos. They were not Bernie Sanders reporters. Well, then who were they? How many times has this administration been busted? This has been going on for a long time in this country. Back in the 60s during the civil rights marches, it was J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI, that sick-minded devil that used to pay provocateurs to go up into those civil rights marches and break windows and to create chaos and riots, to abuse people. And the government's been busted doing this 1,000 times, America. These bureaucracies that are unconstitutional for the most part, that are responsible for sending these provocateurs in to get your eyes off the ball. Folks, this is communism. This is communism at its very best. It's your administration that you're tolerating today that are sending forth these provocateurs. You can mark my words. Create the chaos, bring in the new world order. Create the chaos, bring in the new order. Create the chaos, bring in the new order. Oh, that just only happened back in the 30s. Oh, really? Through the brown shirts. Yeah, Hitler used to create the chaos and then he'd play the problem solver, right? And then history tells us he was the one responsible for creating the chaos. Wow. A group of people in black broke through the fence. In black. Weren't the Bernie Sanders supporters. I mean, we know it wasn't Black Lives Matters because they identified too many people there. They said a group. We know it Black Lives Matters. There's only 2 or 3 members. But again, the media sets them together. They take a picture of them. They blow it up like it's bigger than anything that you've ever seen before in all your life. Everywhere you go, there's someone that's a part of Black Lives Matter. No, they don't have the support. Furthermore, the radical homosexuals, they don't have the support outside of the media. The atheists, they don't have the support outside of the media. Planned Parenthood doesn't have the support outside of the media. Folks, it's what you believe. How does that Kool-Aid taste, America? How does it taste? I mean, the Bible tells us we're going to look upon him who deceived the nations. Who deceived the nations. Going back to Bernie delegate DNC is replacing Sanders supporters with paid seat fillers to create fake unity. Fake unity. He said, there's a lot of people here who aren't delegates who are standing and cheering and clapping for somebody that we aren't ready to believe in, he concludes, promising to hold the Democratic establishment accountable. And he kept his word because we're now talking about what he's seeing there in Philadelphia. He said, my guess is that because a seat filler is in your seat and the optics of everyone having to shift a stand and move is not something they want to see, says the delegate. Adding, there are people in that hall who are being represented in the media as Bernie Sanders people, and he said they are not. Don't believe what you see on TV, said an eyewitness at the DNC. Folks, let me say it again. I'm shouting it from the rooftops. They don't have the support. This is all an illusion. Behind any dictator, they say that's all you have to do is pull the curtain back and you'll see there's nothing there supporting them outside of the taxpayers that where they are taking their tax dollars, reallocating them into bureaucracies to create the bureaucracy and government bigger than its opposition so they can squash them at will. And that's exactly what they're in process of doing today. But let's act like it's not America. Let's just act like this isn't really happening. Let's just talk about, you know, this is some sort of conspiracy theory, man. I mean, knowing all the crimes that the Clinton committed in the first place, I mean, let's just act like she didn't really do the first, you know, 150 violations of the Constitution. Let's just act like the 147 dead bodies around the administration didn't happen. Let's just act like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton weren't in on it when they were the biggest drug dealers in America in Mena, Arkansas. Let's just act like it's not really her that's on the stage trying to become the president of the United States of America. Let's just act like Hillary Clinton's not the one responsible for throwing a bunch of Patriot ranchers in the United States of America into prison for attempting to expose her for committing the crime of treason against we the people by stealing away their lands, taking their uranium ore, and selling it to the Russians just like Harry Reid is to the Chinese. Let's just act like it's a different country. Let's act like it has nothing to do with us. And let's act like it has nothing to do with our posterity. You know what? Our forefathers took on the exact opposite mentality. They said, if there be trouble, let it come in my time. Hey, America, listen to me. You want to hear the spirit of America? Hey, Molin Lave, America, when is it time to stand up and be what you're called to be? A patriot is one that upholds the laws against crime. It doesn't tolerate it. And the conservatives and the professed Christians have become a reproach to every generation that is upon the earth even now. They have become a joke and a byword and a proverb and an absolute reproach to everybody on this globe. Because foreigners all across the country are waiting for the American people to become the light that we're called to be again. Because God has shed his grace upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church, you know they're having church all across the country right now saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of seeing these criminals being put up in front of our faces every day, pouring it down our face, casting it in our teeth, acting like the law doesn't apply to them. The consequence of violating law does not apply to them. The FBI director going along to get along, who has a long history of letting the Clintons off with their crimes, even saying the same things that I'm telling you right now. He talks out of both sides of his mouth. Don't pay attention to what he says. Just pay attention to what he does, said Jesus. And that's exactly what we need to do in this country, because I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. And if you love your country so much, America, nobody has to tell you what I'm telling you right now, because you've done your due diligence. You've had enough. These are the people that are trying to disarm you. These are the people that are demoralizing you. These are the people that are attempting to give your country away. For after all, concerning the Clintons, friends, everything's for sale to the highest bidder. And we're talking about your country. It's time to stand up or shut up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, friends. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Karl Deunitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Hitler. You know, it's funny, friends. I know people that listen to the radio show every day. They're so wide awake. Man, can you imagine 300 of us across the country doing what Gideon did? I mean, really telling the truth? And I'm not talking about just telling you what the problem is, because we know what the problem is. It's time now for the American people to respond to the problem if you want to bring about resolve. Because justice is the guardian of liberty. And it tells us right on the back of the Supreme Court, with Moses above the heads of that quote, holding the moral law of God. These people are supposed to uphold the law, not tear it down. These people are supposed to restrain men from sin, the violation of God's moral law, transgression, 1 John 3:4, not to violate it, not to teach others to violate it. Talking about DNC and the Clintons and Barack Hussein Obama, and you know who they are, America. Folks, it was just reported that not only did the DNC just recently have to put back the flag into the convention because it offended some people, but you keep in mind that they've already omitted God's name out of the Pledge of Allegiance through a foreigner, by the way. And then they had some blasphemy going on through some pastor that was talking about justice and equality, which always, when you talk about equality, it always makes reference to God's law, but they have to get rid of that because it doesn't work for their little satanic agenda. And that's exactly what this comes down to. But the RNC is much different, I'm told, right? I mean, Donald Trump's over there, and what are they doing over there? Well, Donald, he's been married 3 times. Folks, if he can't be faithful to his wife and his oath, how is he going to be faithful to your country if he can't be faithful to God or his wife? And not in that order. But hey, folks, over at the DNC, they're trying to omit God through the last election cycle. And over at the RNC, don't worry about it. They're just giving it over to foreigners that want to give the prayer invocations. Someone giving a sick prayer invocation and then having another Muslim get up there and actually praise Muhammad. I mean, so there's no difference. This is called leading by opposition, and the American people have drank the Kool-Aid when it comes to both candidates. And I am so tired of hearing people take shots at what I'm telling you right now, and yet you don't call in and let everybody hear what you have to say. The problem that you're having is you know already that I'm going to tear down your little golden calf with facts. Because again, facts are stubborn things. That's why you don't call in. And those that agree with me, you know, the bottom line is we understand that this has been going on for a long time, the same cycle. They keep presenting to the American people the options that they want you to have. And yet there's 318.9 million people in this country, and you have a Donald Trump and a Hillary Clinton, just the ones they wanted to put there. And when you look at their agenda, what's the difference between Donald and Hillary? But I told you that during Barack and Hillary, when they acted like they were arch enemies. And now Barack's actually endorsing, and so is Michelle actually endorsing Hillary Clinton. Now, of course they are. Matter of fact, when Barack won the first time, it was interesting that he put her into the position of the Secretary of State. Wow, if he thought her politics were that bad, then why did he appoint her to such a high position in government? And how many crimes have they, them two together, both Saul Alinsky students, how many crimes have they committed against the American people together, even where lives were lost? And the American people know it. And the American people know it. Did you know that on November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began? After Adolf Hitler's atrocities. Bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. By this time, back in 1945, several countries were destroyed and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, German descendants, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals, and as it was being played out, they played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves. All because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of an Adolf Hitler. By the way, Adolf Hitler was the man of the year, according to Time Life magazine, in 1935. For those that did not know. Wow. Yeah. Adolf Hitler, man. He was the man of the... I'm sorry, 1938. Time magazine, forgive me. 1938. Adolf Hitler was the man of the year on Time magazine. Did you know that during the opening of the court of the proceedings concerning the Nuremberg trials... did you know that the prosecutor said the very first thing he said was, the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. So just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place at the first unconstitutional acts of Hitler's wicked regime. Hitler could have easily been stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people who still had the freedom to do the right thing and did it not. Just like you do, America, you still have the freedom to right the wrongs. But instead, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Friends, as no one took Mussolini, Mao Zedong, or Joseph Stalin seriously at first, many fellow Germans thought Hitler was an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat, just like the American people have concerning Barack Hussein Obama and the likes of Hillary Clinton. Now, horrifically, history teaches us that they were dead wrong. Matter of fact, one of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag, only to blame it on his political opposition. You're seeing this being played out by both sides of the fence every single day of the week. He then proceeded, Hitler did, to eradicate the Constitution of Germany in only 6 years after he attacked his own Reichstag, and then he blamed it on the Poles. See, Hitler no longer abided by the law, but instead it promulgated his agenda by force. And I want to tell you something. To have peace in a nation is the rule of law. To have war in a nation is to rule by force. And that's what you're beginning to see every step of the way. But let me go back to what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. He said, but when the government fears a diabolical fear, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. We need to set the record straight, friends. Too many people walking around because the government's intimidating them, oppressing them, demonizing them, attacking them, defrauding them. And this isn't our form of government, the institution in which God has ordained in this country. We don't need, friends, as I've said in the past, we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have to get rid of the bad ones. And see, man complains about man's 10,000 commandments. Well, if you're so sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10, obey them, and you can abolish and eradicate man's 10,000 policies because they are not laws. As I just said, Hitler no longer abided by the law. Neither do the people, the above said, in which we talked about during the show today. When we look at government in this country today, you need to understand that it is anti-American. It runs counter, antithetical to who we are and the laws of our constitutional republic. What they're doing now is they're tearing down our laws to make way for a foreign enemy to come in and rule through Sharia. That's exactly what's happening. Mark my words. And keep in mind, the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram as well until they get into power. And once they get into power, they're going to go ahead and eradicate everybody. They're going to go ahead and commit genocide. But folks, then what happens is then they begin to kill each other off until there's nobody left. That's how stupid man is without God. That is the definition of a reprobate. But going back to Hitler, Hitler no longer abided by the law, but instead promulgated his agenda by force. There were 80 million people in Germany to stand up against this monster. 80 million people. There's 318 million people in this country that are afraid of what? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth. And if they are pursuing, let them pursue. What if they take your life? Hey, I already lost my life when I gave it to Christ. That's their bad. Now they have to deal with my daddy if they dare touch the anointed of the Lord. And that's his call, not mine. But it's very foolish for the enemy to play with God's anointed. Read Psalm 2 when you get a moment. Now, folks, as Carl Doinis blurted out, it was the politicians and the people who were responsible for bringing about the Nazis to power. Keep in mind, it wasn't so much the politicians as it was the people that allowed the politicians to do the things that they did. On a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident just like they are in America. So obvious were the atrocities that after the church, the Germans were going to wipe off the ashes of the incinerated victims off their cars. See, their lack of action turned from victims to accomplices. So what does this have to do with America today? We're going to do part two on Are We Asleep as the Germans of the 30s Were tomorrow. Folks, again, it's time to wake up, and I tell you this every day, but it really is time to wake up. If it's going to take the boot of the military to drop on you before you understand, do keep in mind that at that point, it's too late.
So please support this work. We are speaking the truth from the housetops. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button and become a son or daughter of liberty today and help support this work to spread throughout America.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I was taught that if you're wicked, you go to hell and suffer eternal fiery torment forever and ever. Is that what the Bible really says? What if you found out that nobody's burning in hell right now? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out what's hot and what's not at thebiblesaysthat.org.